morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jane Becker. Good morning to you, Jane.
Good morning, LaVon.
And of course, we're going to be talking about the holiday tour of homes, which is set for December 2nd, and you are one of those homes. First of all, let's remind people where you live, Jane.
Well, as you go straight out on Chestnut past the country club, you just continue out from the country club about 3 miles south. And I'm in the timber that was part of the home place of the Fletcher Nichols family, my family, and built a house there about 6 years ago.
And so while we're talking about building that house, we need to tell people something that's quite special, and I'm thinking very unusual about your house.
Well, there's a couple things. Number one, you can see all the way to Walnut out of the back windows, which are cathedral-type style windows. But the main thing is that the first 4-H project I ever did was with my grandpa, and it was walnut wood, and so it became a real love of mine. And back when we first got married and for many years, walnut was not a type of wood that many people used, and if there was a walnut tree that went down, nobody wanted it, so we just took it and kept it. And so when we built this, we did all the woodwork out of that walnut. So.
And I'm sure some of that was right there from the home place, too.
It was.
So
yeah.
You have lots of loving memories built right into your home. So people want to be sure to look at the woodwork and say, oh, yes, those were trees grown right here in Cass County and maybe right here at the Nichols home place. Well,
yes.
Jane, I'm guessing you've been working really hard at getting out all your Christmas decorations, getting ready for your family get together, but also for the Holiday Tour of Homes, which is a fundraiser for Family Crisis Support Network Victim Services. And again, that's December 2nd, 4 to 7 p.m. So let's start with some inside decorations, and let's start with collections. I understand you have a couple collections.
I do. I have a huge selection of snowmen that I've accumulated through the years, and I have some nutcrackers and nativity sets. So kind of variety.
Now, Jane, you've done a lot of traveling. Are any of those nutcrackers and or nativity sets from other countries?
Then there are snowmen from some of the other countries and definitely some of the nutcrackers, yes.
Because when I see nutcrackers, I always think of Germany right off the top of my head. I don't know if that's a true thing I should be thinking, but I'm sure there are plenty there, too.
That was where I got my first one, was when one of my family members went over there many years ago, and that's kind of how it got started, so.
Okay, let's talk about Christmas trees.
Well, we have back before I knew I was even going to be on Tour of Homes, I had talked to the Lions and asked if I could get a tree that would be as tall as I could make it. And so we have a huge Christmas tree in our in our great room right now. And other than that, we have just an Iowa State decorated tree. And then a few very small ones. So
scattered around, I'm sure. So what about this big tree? I'm guessing over the years you've accumulated some decorations. Any special theme, or is it just kind of family things?
It's mainly family things. I always pick up an ornament, whatever country I'm in. So there's, of course, that. But just on any vacation we've taken wherever in the country, whether it's the U.S. or outside of the States, have gotten one. So there's a few of those in there, yes.
And family things?
A few. There's some ornaments from way back from my grandpa and Grandma Nichols. There's still some of those that I have managed to not have break through the years.
Yeah, some of those are really fragile.
Yes.
Yes. So we want to look at those, I think, take a little extra time, not just say, oh, how beautiful this big tree is, but maybe take some time to look at some specific ornaments and see, maybe guess where they're from, or just appreciate the beauty of those ornaments. Now, ISU, you're one of the biggest fans I know, Jane. So, of course, you have to have an ISU tree. Where is that located?
It's going to be right in the basement, which is where the kids' room and playroom and so forth are in the basement. And that's where they wanted to put it. And so it's down there so that they can see it all the time, whether they're playing on the Wii or whatever.
Okay. So, now, I understand there's another special ISU room in your house. I don't know if we're going to get to see that or not.
Well, you can walk by it, and you can certainly use it. We have an Iowa State bathroom.
So take a peek at that and just appreciate that.
We would have put the tree in there for the Tour of Homes, but we didn't think that anybody could turn around and put everyone in there.
Okay. And saying that this ISU tree is in the basement, that says we're going to look at both the main level as well as the basement level of your home?
That's correct. And if the weather is nice, the path is so that they can go outside and be able to enjoy some of the outside that we have in our backyard.
Yes. So talk a little more about outside decorations, because you don't stop at the inside. You just keep on going.
Well, I've always loved to decorate for Christmas. And so when we built this 6 years ago, we kept adding on to the backyard. And so we have a two-deck patio area, and then we have a huge gazebo. And so those are all decorated as well. Mm-hmm. So with lights and just classic style, not anything way out there, but just something that you can, especially in this type of weather, been able to enjoy a lot. Mm-hmm.
And right now, well, who knows what it'll be like by December 2nd. It might be a little cooler, but I don't think it's supposed to be icy or lots of snow or whatever. So it'll be a good time for folks to get out and visit your home as well as their the other hosts, the other people who are getting their homes ready are Marie Parrott, Margaret Slepsky, and Jenny Madsen. And we'll be visiting with them later on this week and next week. One of the things, Jane, you mentioned Nichols, the Nichols family, and when you do a huge family get-together, but again, you must do something a little unique. You have a donut fee?
That's right. When my mom was trying to figure out what to make do when all the son-in-laws started to join the family, to make it special so that they really wanted to be there and not miss it, she had a recipe for potato yeast donuts, and we started out as having it with soup and then the donuts. Well, the soup kind of went to the wayside. And so I get up at about 4 o'clock in the morning between Christmas and New Year's that weekend and start. We end up with about 300 to 400 donuts that I start the dough, and, of course, you've got to let it raise a couple times, and then we eat those all in a matter of about a half an hour, about 10 o'clock in the morning. So that's our Christmas tradition.
Do other family members help, like in the – I'm assuming these are fried, not deep-fried rather than baked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And everybody kind of get involved with that?
Yes. I can make them all, and I can roll them all out, but it takes the whole ping-pong table at my dad's house to – let those raise, and then we have three deep fat fryers going at the same time, and it takes one on each of those, and then somebody dipping as it comes out, and it goes pretty fast once you get going on that.
Do people have a choice of toppings, or are they just all one kind?
Oh, no, it's just the powdered sugar frosting, that's it.
Yeah, and about how many people are going to be there?
Well, for Thanksgiving, there's over 60 of us. There will be closer to 80 for the Christmas one.
For the donut one.
Yeah.
Well, lots of fun times for your family to share. Just mention your own children, Jane.
Well, my husband is Craig, and we have four children. John, who has recently, in the last few years, moved back here. And as you're coming out of town and you see a sign that says Becker Ridge, don't pull in there because that's John's house.
Okay.
So just keep on coming out. Coraline is a pharmacist, works for the University of Iowa as an instructor, and she and her husband and two kids live in Ankeny. Jackie is a editor with Wallace's Farmer, and she lives in Columbus, Ohio with three children. And then Crystal and her husband Ben live in West Des Moines, and she is a teacher in Waukee.
And they're all coming home sometime, Thanksgiving and or Christmas.
Both.
Yeah, both. That's
and
great.
And hopefully an Iowa State bowl game thrown in there, too. So.
Could be. It's looking up, isn't it?
It sure
is. Okay, so we haven't even begun to cover all of the things that they might see when they come to your house. So we want to be sure to do that. I want to mention that you can get tickets at each of these homes, or you can get them now at Tinderbox, Pretty Woman, and Brinks Flower and Gift, and they're $10. And all of this is to benefit Family Crisis Support Network Victim Services. So we want to thank you right now, Jane, for being willing to have all these folks come and visit you and enjoy all of your work.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. We've been visiting with Jane Becker. And until next time, here's a thought. The test of thankfulness is not what you have to be thankful for, but whether anyone else has reason to be thankful that you are here.